This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Mino Studio is a pre- and post-production facility for all of your audio needs. Mino Studio's founder is an accredited audio engineer with top 40 and indie album credits. With over 30 years of music industry experience, Mino Studio can take your podcast from idea to reality. Contact Mino Studio at MinoStudio777@gmail.com for more information. That's MinoStudio777@gmail.com. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicera.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
Don't you just love our new jingle? Wow. Thanks, gentlemen. You did a great job. You can go home now. Well, Fun Facts Friday is informal, but hopefully fact-filled special podcast. It's the idea on Fridays is to have these special episodes not featuring guests where I will share tricks, tips, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is setting your real estate investing goals. Now, dreams without a goal are just that, dreams. And the trouble with not having a goal is that you can spend your life running up and down the field and never score. In real estate investing, goals are critical. Goals make you focused, decisive, and ultimately successful. Don't get hung up on it. Is it a goal? Is it a vision, a mission, objective, mission? As an old-time marketing guy, I have to be very deliberate and specific when writing a marketing plan to differentiate between the two, or three, or four. But that's not critical here. A goal is really something you plan to achieve. Your goal may be, for example, to buy a fourplex in the next 6 months or within a year. Maybe you want to increase your monthly income by $2,000 in the next 12 months. My personal goal has been to obtain 1,000 units in 6 years. Whatever it is, make sure it's something you plan to achieve. First off, it needs to be measurable. Okay, so to be financially independent is fine, but difficult to measure, for example, if that's your goal. To say I want to achieve $10,000 a month in net income, which would help make me financially independent, is better. It also has to have some sort of a time limit on it. Let's say you want to achieve $10,000 a month in net income by the end of 2018. And be specific. For example, acquire 1-2 unit property a year or acquire 5 homes a year. Make your goals achievable and measurable. It needs to be attainable, and that's important. Setting too high can trigger, you know, feelings of failure and discouragement. So in setting your goal, be really honest and really look at your life. What do I really want in life? And it starts there. Take the time to really think about what you want for yourself and your family. You know, now, in the years ahead, or in the future. Keeping your priorities straight. And you have to be aware of your personal priorities. For myself, God is first, marriage second, family third, and then come the other things like business, real estate, etc. Financial freedom can allow you time to spend with your family, spouse, children, grandchildren, to serve others, to travel, to do a lot of the things that you've really wanted to do, especially in retirement. But be aware, your goals may change over time, and that's okay. The idea is to establish the goals in the first place. If things change, that's okay. You just re-engineer and you try and reset your gauge. But don't use that opportunity to be discouraged and to stop and to avoid moving forward. Make yourself accountable to someone. That's another key point. There's got to be somebody who is in your life that will be encouraging and supportive of your goals, but someone who can also challenge you. I have a mentor, and that mentor is my key accountability partner. But it could be your wife or husband. It could be a good friend, a business associate. But it's important to have that person in your life that you share these goals with and that holds you to them. Achieving your goals, setting the goal is important. But it's really what's important after that that's key. And that's going to be communicating, the planning, the perseverance, and staying focused. Let's take those one at a time. Communicating your goal clearly. Write it down. It's one of the first things you want to do. And post it somewhere. You see it every day. For example, let's use the example. I will acquire 4 duplexes in my target market this year, which will net $500 each a month for an annual personal income increase of $2,000 per month by year end. Okay, it's real specific. You got 4 duplexes, each of them yields $500, and you put the 4 together and you have $2,000 a month by year end. As opposed to a goal that may say, I want to buy some real estate to increase my income. Well, that's great, but it really doesn't tell you much. Then you need to plan and set milestones. Once you have a clear and measurable goal, then you need to lay out your path, how to achieve that goal. So what you do is you start breaking that down into smaller, bite-sized pieces. Start with your end goal in mind and work backwards. That's usually the easiest way to do this. Ask the question, what do I have to do to purchase 1 duplex? And break it down into a series of actions that have time frame, money, and projected results along with it. For example, in order to acquire the property, I will undertake the following activities. Spend 2 hours per day online to find 10 prospective properties. I'll spend 1 hour per day calling brokers or other lead sources. I will analyze each property and submit at least 1 LOI, that's a letter of intent, meaning you want to purchase the property, for every 20 properties. I will purchase 1 property for every 10 LOIs I submit. I will meet with 1 person in my lead network at least once per week and write what you hope to achieve out of those meetings. And then there can be other goals as well, but those are examples of little bite-sized pieces that work together to help you to achieve that goal. And then the next really critical part of this is to keep in mind to persevere and to drive through any obstacles that you may encounter. As an entrepreneur, I've started many businesses before. Whenever you launch any entrepreneurial adventure, you got to assume certain things. And I would say that right off the bat, everything takes twice as long as you think. It requires twice as much work and costs always more than what you planned. Those are things you kind of factor into any of your planning. But those are the facts of life in business and a lot of things. When we set our goals, you always assume that things are going to be a little bit different or maybe a lot different. Don't be discouraged, though. That's what's important. Plow forward. Re-engineer if you have to, but don't give up. Learn from your mistakes. In fact, be thankful for your mistakes because that's going to be your best education. You can study every book you want in the world, but it's not until you're actually in the trenches, on the front lines, that you really start to learn. And so you learn and you move forward with what you've learned. And finally, keep your focus. The closer you get to your goals, as you start getting more and more successful, the more new opportunities will present themselves. And beware of those other opportunities. It's what I call the shiny object syndrome, is that you'll see, wow, something that really looks good, and it starts pulling you away from your goal. Stay on track. Don't be distracted. For example, if your goal is to purchase, as we've used before, 4 duplexes in a year, and you come across a single family home, that is a great deal. I mean, a drop-dead deal. Don't go there. You just have to pass on it because it will only take you off your track, cost you valuable time and resources, and prevent you from achieving your goals. Focus equals discipline, and you really need to be disciplined. Goal setting is really important. It's not an option. It's a requirement for success in real estate investing. So I hope this helped you out. This is today's show. I hope that you'll be able to use this information and bring you that much closer to achieving your goals so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. Check us out on our website at olddogsreinetwork.com. We've got not only our podcasts up there, but we also have blogs, written articles that you can use. We have a whole resource section that should be helpful to you. And if you can, come to iTunes, subscribe to the podcast, because that way the episodes download automatically. You know, you wake up in the morning and the latest episode will be right there that you can listen to. So we thank you very much. We encourage you to do your best and just to plow forward. And just remember, keep your eyes fixed on the prize. God bless.